Hello and welcome to episode 97 of the Jeffrey and Brian Show. I'm Jeffrey.
I'm Brian.
With you guys drinking beer, talking what's going on. We got Ray with us. He is still currently occupied and busy, but we'll be in and out until he's actually done getting set up for the show. That was a lot more tactful way to put it, huh?
Yeah.
Well, I don't have my thirsty shirt on tonight. I am trying to drink less beer on Tuesdays.
Okay.
But I do have a beer.
Yep, so do I.
He is hoping that my shirt does not drink any of it.
I bought a 36 pack today, so I'm trying to, because of inflation, I'm buying more beer at a time.
Yeah, that's not going to work out the way you think it is. That's going to result in you drinking more beer.
No,
you know that, right? Yes, it is. I bought this beer and you're going to drink it. Then you go, yeah. Oh, crap.
Yeah, I went to BJ's and they only sell it by 36 packs. So.
I don't think I can get beer at my BJ's. I'm not sure. I do know if you want tobacco, you have to go speak to one of the tellers and they have to like unlock a cage and you look like a freaking monster. Everyone's looking at you like, he's going to the cigarette counter.
I don't think our BJ's has tobacco products.
Yeah, it's funny because like we can get tobacco, well, cigarettes. I'm not sure about any kind of smokeless.
Yeah.
But I don't think I can get beer. But I can get the big giant cubes of Coca-Cola, which is freaking awesome. All right, well, we're going to start out at least with some stuff before we get into the heavy shit. Just because we're always talking about the same stuff. Thought I'd mix it up a little bit, you know?
Okay.
But we will. I don't have anything local because Boston's been pissing me off too much in general lately to even read what the new news is. All I know is that they're talking about putting the mandates back in place already.
Well, Fauci's all about that. He's coming out telling everybody, hey, get ready. The mandates are coming.
Of course. They make you think that they saved you, and then they put it right back in place to scare the crap out of you so you vote for his people again. Because you know, no matter what, if a Republican's elected next, they're firing Fauci, right?
Yeah.
What's up in you guys had a bus fire down there?
Yeah, in Surry County.
What is that?
It's a rural county.
Like up by West Virginia?
No, it's here in Virginia. It's if you take a ferry across the James River, in like Williamsburg, Jamestown area.
Oh.
It's on the other side of the James River. But basically,
so it's historical Virginia.
Yeah. Okay. She pulled over and she smelled something. And so she was able to pull in the parking lot and she got kids off the front of the bus. And then high schoolers helped the kids off the back of the bus.
Yeah, 20 of them, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good. Good for training. Good for keeping a cool head. What's up?
Egress.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, I know it sounds weird, but like, we've done egress training in this house when we moved in because I was like, shit happens in the middle of the night and there's no lights. You don't want to be, you know what I mean? You don't want to be stuck and not be able to get out. You want to have training so that you just have to fall back on your training instead of trying to figure out what's going on. And it sounds good, but you run two or three drills and then also then you know the layout, you know what I mean? And I'm glad she was able to fall back on her training and protect these kids. No one got hurt?
Yeah. Nope, nobody got hurt.
Do they do like awards for stuff like that?
I'm sure she'll get some kind of award from the school system.
Trap, the governor might even, Youngkin might even get involved there, right?
Mm-hmm.
And this is one of the greatest aquariums I've been to in my entire life. And I've been to many aquarii. What's plural for aquarium?
I don't know. Aquarium.
It's gotta be aquariums. I don't know. But the one in Virginia Beach is my favorite. It is awesome. There's so much cool stuff. The one in Boston blows.
Really?
Yes. It's essentially one giant tube tank that goes straight up, and then around the outs there's a spiral ramp that goes around it. And then there's small like fish tanks with individual fish in them. Granted, I went in the winter, right? So we didn't get to go outside and play with the manatees because they weren't doing that because it was, you know, frozen.
Does it New England get another aquarium? Oh, that's because I remember
Baltimore has one.
No, New England, because I remember as a kid, my parents took me to an aquarium in New England, and I don't remember the name of it.
Well, I mean, New York, New Hampshire, Vermont,
Connecticut, Maine,
Connecticut, Massachusetts, Rhode Island is all considered New England. Yeah, the aquarium, I mean, don't get me wrong, the one giant tank was pretty cool because they got all sorts of crazy stuff in it, and it's enormous.
It's a good thing they did because they were able to come up with anti-venom for a deadly pet snake bite.
Okay. Are you allowed to have exotic pets in Virginia, or do you need a license to have a certain animals? Well, I know as a fact that certain animals you can't own in Virginia because I had to look online. I looked up the rules when I was living down there because I wanted to get a skunk. So there's at least some limitations on what you can own. Now I'm betting this guy probably wasn't allowed to own a venomous snake.
Well, it's one of the 10 most deadliest states in the world. So God. I'm guessing that.
So you need
it was an African pit viper.
I'm not familiar with a snake, but I don't typically mess with snakes that have pink, yellow, red, and orange on their backs. You know what I mean? But yeah, they managed to save the guy's life.
Yeah.
He keep all his fingers and toes.
I don't know.
Oh, God. Yeah, well, speaking of stupid people.
More stupid people?
Yeah, I saw something on Facebook, and it was a screen capture that someone did. Uh-huh. And they typed into Google, is we getting? And then the stuff that showed up drove me nuts because it was all stuff about a stimulus check.
Right.
And I didn't believe it. My mistake. I didn't believe it, so I did it myself, the same exact search. And I got the same info. That's when I sent you guys.
Yeah.
So apparently you looked it up on DuckDuckGo. I was like, Google has all the answers.
Yeah, I found this thing on ValueWalk that was talking about how Google is running these searches, you know. And what's crazier is these answers are coming from improper English.
Is we getting
is not proper English.
Yeah, that's what drove me nuts more than anything else. Who is Google? Is this because it's the most searched stuff? Or because this is what Google wants you to find if you type in, is we getting?
I think because it's the most common used language on the computer.
Is we getting?
English, the most common language.
No, not that. I'm saying typing in, is we getting? And then it finishes it with, is we getting a fourth stimulus check? Is we getting child tax credit? Is we getting, and all that stuff. Why isn't it proper English? It's are we getting?
Yeah.
So I'm wondering, exactly, did Google, like, did they punch all this stuff in? Like, if someone types in, is we getting, this is the response they're getting? Or is it going to be, this is what's been so searched the most that started with, is we getting?
Yeah, that's what I think it goes by default.
Well, if that's the case, we have a serious issue with our education system in this country, and it needs to be addressed immediately. Like, English is a difficult language.
Right.
But I mean, no, I've met people born in Central America that, you know, that speak better English than this.
Uh-huh.
Ray wasn't paying attention to that one.
No, I hear you.
All right.
I just messed up with my new little camera.
Oh, nice. No kidding. You got a Logitech too. It looks, doesn't it?
Nah, it's a cheaper $20.
Logitech was like, cost me like $20. You got the nice stand and everything.
Yeah.
It looks exactly like mine. All right. Let's keep talking about stupid stuff.
Yeah, the NFL is going all in on female and minority offensive coaches.
Offensive, not offensive.
Talk about the English language.
Yeah. Okay. You have to have one of your coaches on your offensive team has to be either a female or a minority, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that means you're going to be firing people to do this?
That's a good question. I didn't even think of that, honestly.
Are they just going to create a new position on each team called the minority offensive?
That's actually a really good question. Well, and does it, if I already have a female or a minority on my offensive team of coaches, do I don't have to worry about this, right? Or do I have to hire another one?
No, I think you're good.
This is just, I don't understand. I mean, I understand what they're trying to do.
And they're saying that the new coach's salary, so this is like a brand new position they're creating for this category, will be paid by the league from a league-wide fund. So this isn't coming out of the team's budget for coaching. This is coming from the league.
Okay. How many let's just go, it's all gonna be black dudes that it's not gonna be women, right? Like let's be real, it's gonna be Hall of Fame football players.
There's a couple of women already on teams, so
some, yes. And don't get me wrong. I've seen some women in terms of football come up with some amazing shit. What the fuck is Ray doing over there?
I don't know.
He sounds like he's beating a mouse to death with a bat. I'm just teasing you, Ray. I've seen some women coach football teams that were absolutely amazing because they had a completely different way of playing. I wasn't expected. But you know, this is all going to be like future NFL Hall of Famers that are going to be right. taking these positions. Uh-huh. It's going to be like Barry Sanders, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know. I did hear, though, the New England Patriots have already hired Tammy Brady.
Who's that?
Formerly known as Tom Brady.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Can't dead name Tammy, though. That's inappropriate.
Tammy Brady?
And by the way,
I don't know. I think his wife might have something to say about her.
No, that was the problem. Is his wife had to leave him because she ain't no dyke. Quote. And it was, I didn't realize she was such a bigot. But you know, it goes that way, I guess. You know, when you're making all that money, you're not paying attention to the real people. You know, the beautiful, the strong people. And Tammy hasn't even driven anyone over in her car yet.
Wow.
Yeah. Is up for Woman of the Year, though. Ah, yes, Time Magazine. All right. This is something stupid, but it pissed me off, and I didn't know where else to put it, so I just put it here. Did you see this shit about the carjacking in, was it Louisiana, New Orleans?
Yeah,
it's crazy.
Go ahead. Oh, well, four teenagers.
Been a lot of teenagers committing a lot of fucking crimes.
Well, she was 73 years old.
And a grandmother.
Yeah. But everybody forget about the guy in D.C. that was getting robbed in the middle of the daylight and got recorded. And the girls flipped the car.
Yes. I do, but this woman was carjacked. With people everywhere, and they ripped her arm off.
Yeah.
That's how she bled out.
She was dragged the block by her own car. And this is how horrific this crime was. Two of the kids were turned in by their own parents.
Oh, you love your kid. You want the best for him, but you can't not be punished for that. You know what I mean? You have to be punished for that. This poor woman... They had an issue because she was stuck in the door and they stopped the car and they kicked her real good and hard so they could close the door.
Because she was stuck in the seatbelt and the seatbelt got stuck in the door.
And then when they closed the door, she was stuck in. Exactly. And it ripped her arm from her body. And that, what a horrible way to go. Mm-hmm. And there were people there trying to stop the car.
Yeah.
How old are these kids?
15 and up.
Yeah. So nobody.
17, 16, and 2 15-year-olds.
What is
one boy, two girls, and three girls.
What has to happen in a federal courtroom to be tried as an adult?
I guarantee that the 16 and 17-year-old will definitely be tried as an adult. 15 is probably pushing it.
You realize that puts capital punishment on the table for carjacking, right?
But in Louisiana.
It's a federal crime. They made carjacking a capital offense in the 80s because it was so common, and there were babies in car seats in the back seat when people were carjacked. So they started executing people to stop it from happening. Yes. And no, exactly. No one ever thinks about that, but that's why they did it. Was because you carjack someone, there's a baby seat. They drive three blocks and realize there's a baby in the back and toss it on the side of the road going, oh, someone will find the kid because, you know, it's the city or whatever.
Right.
But yeah, and so that's why the death penalty is on the table here. And if you try it as an adult, I mean, I think they should be all tried as adults. But I honestly think the judge should realize that you're not going to execute a 16-year-old.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
But what you give him? Okay, you give him. Well, even you give him 20 years. What's he going to do at 36 years old? Getting out of prison, maybe with a GED, he's going to go right back to prison. You know, you don't know how to do anything besides live in prison.
Yeah.
This is the cycle that people are talking about, though.
Well, nobody told it to go carjack a vehicle.
No, and exactly. And maybe if someone does spend 20 or 30 years in prison and they see their friends do it, they won't do it themselves. But I don't know how to handle this. Like, what a disgusting way to die.
But I mean, if you try them as kids, they're going to end up in juvie for 2 years.
And then they're 3 done.
3 years. And then the crime's gone.
Yep. And any punitive action, too.
Yeah.
Well, that's what they always say is like, you know, 16 years old, go ahead and do the stupid shit because the most you can do is 2 years, you know?
Right.
In juvie hall, and then you get out with a clean record too.
Execute them, make your friend watch so they learn what would happen if they do that.
I could even understand. I would probably be pissed if they executed any of these kids, but I would at least say they tried them as adults. That was a possibility. But I would say it's cruel and unusual for your punishment to be watching your friend be executed. That sounds kind of against the Constitution there, I mean, the Bill of Rights. You know?
Well, back in the day, if you sell a horse, you get executed.
Yeah, but they didn't make but your wife's punishment wasn't to watch you be executed.
They used to hang in public, dude.
But you didn't have to be there and watch that.
I know, but I would put it in public, like, you know, they can watch if they want.
Oh, no. I think all executions should be public just for the fact that if we're executing someone, it should be very, everyone should know what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
And you could choose not to watch.
Yeah.
As weird as that sounds, I think they should all be public in one fashion or another. Maybe even it's just through a link, you know?
Just like the French guillotine. I think the 90s was the last time we used it.
The 90s?
Yeah.
No, I thought they stopped using the guillotine. Like,
oh, no, go Google it, dude.
I could have sworn it was like 100 years ago, but
no.
I know it was more recent than it should have been.
Yeah.
All right. Well, speaking of people dying for stupid reasons, Taylor Hawkins, that drummer for
the Foo Fighters.
Foo Fighters, yeah. Apparently he had like 10 substances in his body, right? According to Columbia.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Did I say something about that?
You did. I don't know why my vape won't work. Yeah, like opium or opioids, quaaludes, benzodiazepine. Antidepressants and pot, and I was like, okay, that's not 10, but everywhere I looked, that's all the stuff I could find. Yeah, I mean, what do you expect rock stars do what rock stars do in Colombia, you know?
Yeah, we kind of predicted this.
Yeah. Wow. Well, yeah, there's an official whatever now about it, I guess, at least so.
1937,
though. 1937, okay. So it was, yeah, so about 100 years ago.
Yeah. I thought it was earlier than that because I remember somebody was talking about it on the radio about it.
Oh, yeah, it's more recent than it should have been, but... Dear God, what is?
It was the guillotine was a service in 1977.
Jeez, but it wasn't used since
1939.
Yeah, this picture. Oh, my vape pen working now. And I got another follow up. That plane crash. I think we've talked about it twice now, or just once.
Yeah, the one in China.
Yeah, the one in China.
Yeah. It would happen like 45 minutes before we recorded, I think, that time.
Yeah.
I'm surprised we got to because we're not usually that good about it. Apparently they found debris like 6 miles away.
That's a long ways away from the actual crash site.
Yeah, and I don't know what that means. But that, I don't know, according to whomever here. But LA, oh, it's LAD Bible. I'm not even sure. It sounds like a religious thing, but it's not. I'm not sure what LAD Bible is, but they're usually pretty accurate. But yeah, I don't know. They're finding stuff spread out way more than it should have been. And it seems interesting. They say that it might have been breaking apart upon descent. So. That might indicate something besides just a conflict in the cabin.
Yeah.
But that might also be China trying to make it not look like that there was a conflict in the cabin. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you know, an intentional thing. And, all right, what's this? Oh, yeah. January 6th bullshit.
I don't even really care.
Neither do I. It's a bunch of garbage.
And you know, they're going to drag this out until the next election. Nothing's going to come out. This is just a waste of time and money.
No, someone needs to point out that we've been holding people without trial for far too long. Huh?
Without speedy trials?
Yeah. Well, there's still people that haven't had the trial yet. That just seems
they haven't even had bail. They haven't had hearings. They're not allowed out on bail or anything.
This needs to be pointed out at the next election. But I say that, but the Democrats are so far in a hole right now. It's ridiculous. the Republicans are looking to basically take almost every seat coming up. And there's a ton of Democrats retiring, too. Trump. Did you see the shit about his hole in one?
Yeah.
Did you laugh as hard as I did? It's the whole thing in here? Yeah. There we go. Whew. So Donald Trump, I think it was on press release because he can't tweet, right?
Yeah.
Oh. He said, many people are asking, so I'll give it to you now. It's 100% true. It took place at Trump International Golf Club in West Palm Beach, Florida, on the seventh hole, which was playing 181 yards into a slight wind, he added. I hit a 5-iron, which sailed magnificently into a rather strong wind with approximately 5 feet of cut. What does that mean?
I don't know.
I'm not really a golfer. Term. Yeah. Whereupon it bounced twice and then it went clank into the hole. Whereupon, Jesus Christ. Oh, okay. I'm sorry. This is CNN talking trash about Trump.
Yeah.
Whereupon the match was, I don't even know what the fuck's going on. Whereupon, and then it doesn't go back into the quote. Oh, these great tour players noticed it before I did because their eyes were slightly better. But on the whole, the only hole. I'm sorry, that one hole only, their swings weren't. The match was Ernie and me with no strokes against Gene Sowers, Mike Goods, and Ken Duke. I won't tell you who won because I'm a, this is the Trump part here.
Yeah.
I won't tell you who won because I'm a modest individual and you will say that I was bragging. And I don't like people who brag. it goes on and on. I just laugh my ass off. I'm not going to tell you who won because, you know, I'm a homeboy. And it's just the Trumpiest way to do it. Of course, CNN had talked a bunch of trash. The only reason why I used the CNN one was because I thought it was funny CNN covered it. I didn't realize it's them just talking trash. I thought I could actually read the damn thing.
No, it's not talking trash.
Yeah, I had like 9 different places I could have got this. And of course, I intentionally picked the one. I have no idea who that is. All right.
That is Ray's wife.
Oh, that's interesting.
No, sure. No, no, just touch them on your camera.
Oh.
Okay.
Anyway, that was Trump being Trump. You know, manly, flamboyant, say what I mean, do what I mean, and,
yeah. You
know, don't throw a temper tantrum kind of guy, as much as everyone thinks he is. Will Smith, the ultimate cuckold, slapped Chris Rock, apparently.
Yeah. That's all anybody talked about from the Oscars the next day was this slap heard around the world.
Yeah, okay. Well, do you think it was a real thing or do you think you don't think it was a publicity stunt?
No, I don't. I think it was a real thing.
Because I'm sure you saw him laugh and then went up and did shit. Like, granted, it was probably because he saw his wife who wasn't laughing.
Yeah. But I think it was real. Because you can, if you listen, when I listened to it, you could hear Chris Rock stumbled a little bit, but, you know, being that he's a professional, he was able to roll on into the next thing needed to present. But, you know, it took him a couple of seconds to regain his composure to do it, so... I mean, if it was staged, I don't think it would have taken Chris Rock any time at all to move on to the next thing.
Well, that was all part of it. Like, I don't know. It looked like Chris Rock moved with the hand coming at him, like, so there'd be less impact.
Uh-huh.
But
if it wasn't, if that's the case, then why are the Oscars investigating it? And why is Will Smith apologizing?
The Oscars are investigating because if they don't, it's going to be obvious something happened because he didn't get escorted out. He didn't get nothing.
He won an Oscar later that night.
So if you're going to win an award, you can accost people on live TV.
He accosted him, I think, before he actually won the award because he kind of sort of apologized when he gave his acceptance speech.
That's what I'm saying. It's like if you walk up on a stage and just slap someone across the face,
the awards were already decided before that happened. They're in sealed envelopes.
Yes. Okay. So
what?
Let's say he shot him.
So you open the envelope and it says Chris Rock's name, and the Oscars automatically got to say,
No, you say, oh, he's not here to accept his award because he's been arrested for attacking someone. You know?
Okay.
What if Will Smith shot him? They would have let him sit there and wait to get his freaking award, you know? I don't know. That's what Hollywood does. I mean, thank God it was Will Smith and not Alec Baldwin he was picking on, huh?
Yeah. Or, you know, if it would have been The Rock instead of Chris Rock, it wouldn't have happened either.
Probably not. You know what's funny, though, is that Will Smith made the same joke on Arsenio Hall. About a rapper who waxed his head because he had alopecia. I think don't know whether or not it was, even if it was fake, it would have been because Will Smith has been emasculated being a cuckold while his wife's out on TV telling everyone how she's sleeping around.
Yeah.
And he just sits there and takes it. And he had to look like a man. But dude's in a tuxedo at an awards ceremony. I mean, there must have been hundreds of people watching this thing. Basically, he walked up in his tuxedo in front of the entire world and took down his pants and took a giant steaming dump on the kitchen table.
Right.
Yeah, I think Will's a little upset. Now he's been made to look like a bitch. In general, like, he's a little bitch. Oh, you gonna let your wife just sleep around and then tell everyone about it? How you have an open marriage, but yeah, bullshit. His wife's a hoe. That's what, what is it? Keep my wife's name out of your fucking mouth. You'd be like, I don't know. She gonna keep my dick out of hers? That would have been good.
Yeah.
All right. I guess that's most of the goofy shit I got to talk about. All right. So, Thomas is about to get out of the hospital, right?
He is out of the hospital. He's discharged now.
Okay.
This happened when he was in the hospital. This UCLA race and equity director wished that Justice Thomas would die.
Yeah, he's like, other people want it too, but they won't openly admit it.
I mean, that's just crazy because nobody on the right would ever say that about Ruth Bader Ginsburg, you know, not publicly, not.
So that's openly. Actually what he just said was not publicly, not openly, but. I never wanted the woman to die. I don't want any of these people to die. I just won't want them doing this job anymore. It doesn't mean I want them dead.
Right.
They do this every time, though.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, every time a Republican dies, they go, good. It's like, what? And then you're saying you're the party of tolerance and love.
Right.
And you're wishing people die and you cheer when people die. It's like, no wonder why communism kills hundreds of millions of people, you know? Uh-huh. Yeah, apparently Thomas's wife, was her name Virginia?
Yeah. She's a white lady.
Okay, I don't think you had to point that out, but all right.
Well, it's being pointed out, you know, in the media.
Are they trying to draw a distinction between people's skin colors like that matters?
Right.
Again, who's the racist?
Exactly.
Apparently, she, like, freaked out when the news came out that Trump was not going to win the 2020 election.
Right.
And shot off some messages to
the chief of staff.
Chief of staff, which I will say that's a little strange that she knew the chief of staff. You know what I mean? Not necessarily impossible, because it's possible Trump went and had dinner with each of the individual justices and their families.
Uh-huh.
Just to meet him, you know what I mean? It's entirely possible. It might have brought his chief of staff with him. I don't know. I don't know how this shit works.
Right.
Apparently,
okay.
But I thought it was a little strange that she had his info and was contacting him. But even so, she, like, I don't know. There wasn't all of them weren't released. It seemed a little weird, but.
So if you're the wife or the spouse of a high figure, you don't get your right to free speech and a right to your opinion.
Oh, you do, but your spouse has to quit their job.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. What about child of?
You mean like Hillary and Bill Clinton's Chelsea?
I was thinking Hunter. Like, should Joe have to resign because his kid's a fuck up?
If they're gonna follow through with the standard, yeah.
Well, obviously not.
He should have had to resign years ago, because what Hunter is doing now and what's coming out about Hunter now is nothing new.
No, what really blows my mind is that last time he ran for president, he had to drop out for plagiarism.
Right.
And then he got busted plagiarizing like twice in this campaign, and it meant nothing.
Different.
And so did his VP.
Different standards.
Literally, no one voted for her.
No.
When she was trying to be president. Now, all of a sudden, it was a great thing she was going to be the VP.
And he's such a good president, he has to use cue cards to try to avoid gas.
It still blows it.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to get some sound clips, but that's a lot of work. Or I could sit here and do cute sound clips for like 3 hours, or I could play with my daughter. You know what I mean? Fun to play with a two-year-old. They're hilarious. But yeah, he said some shit about basically taking Putin out of power.
Right.
He said some shit about sending our troops into Ukraine, the ones on the Polish border.
Uh-huh.
And he said something about using chemical weapons, right?
Yeah.
In the span of 4 days, I think.
The weekend.
A weekend?
Yeah.
Yeah. And Ducey was the only one of the nuts to call him out on it.
Right.
He's like, I never did any of that. And did you see the video that the Ducey was looked at him like, you said all of these things.
He just doesn't remember.
Yeah. And what's even better is when asked in a different way, like, what do you think about backing down? He's like, I never backed down on anything. And then he doubles down again. It's like, you just said you didn't say this shit, and now you're doubling down on it. You know? Mm-hmm. That's why his approval is the worst it's ever been, though.
Did that article make it in there?
I don't think it did, actually. And I didn't even think to bring something. Oh, I put it in this pocket. I didn't even think to bring that up. Yeah.
Oh, here it is. Yeah. MSNBC host baffled by Biden's big wins in quotation marks aren't translating into higher approval ratings.
I thought you were talking about how his approval ratings aren't just going up, they're still going down. And it's once again the worst they've ever been.
Yeah. Every time there's a new poll taken, it's worse than before. Yeah.
Less like inflation, like, oh, inflation is worse since whatever. It's like, yes. Like, oh, they keep saying it's worse then, and it's in an earlier time.
And his idea for solving inflation is to spend more money.
Look, the gas cards?
Gas cards, tax billionaires, tax, put a minimum income tax on corporations.
The unrealized capital gains tax freaks me out a little bit because Obama talked about this too, remember?
Yeah, we talked about it on the show.
Yes.
So if you pay the unrealized capital gains tax in a year or two down the road, your company tanks and you have an unrealized capital loss, does that mean you get a refund back from the federal government on the taxes you already paid?
If the company tanks, it wasn't unrealized, though.
You know what I mean.
You can write off a bankruptcy.
You can't tax on unrealized capital gains. Either it's a capital gain or it's a capital loss. You can't make shit up just to make shit up to get more money into the federal coffers.
Well,
and then everything he's talking about is going to backfire.
Oh, it's impossible to keep track of.
These billionaires are going to stop working harder. They're going to shift their investments elsewhere, and they're not going to be these billionaire taxes. It's going to cut the $1 trillion deficit down to $1 billion or something like that. Not going to happen. It's just not going to happen. These people have worked hard all their lives to get where they're at. They're not planning, unless they're Demis, they're not going to give more money to the federal government. They're going to find ways to avoid giving more money to the federal government.
Well, how can you possibly keep track of an unrealized capital gain? Let's break it down to a low level and then what the actual idea is. Because they're saying anyone who's worth more than $100 million is what they're saying. Uh-huh. But the first income tax only taxed 1% of the population. and what was it, 3% of their income. And that was all it was supposed to do. It was just supposed to pay for the war.
Right.
And now people making, what, 50 grand a year is the lowest income bracket, 45?
Something like that.
And so basically almost every American's paying income tax now.
Yeah.
And it started out to be just the 1% of the wealthiest have to pay it. Mm-hmm. So now let's break this tax down that way. It's, you buy a house for, you bought a house 10 years ago for, we'll say, $180,000. Mm-hmm. Now today, with inflation that's been going on, your house is now worth $600,000. Your house is appreciated in value, what, $440,000 or whatever. I don't know what numbers I picked.
That's a huge.
And now you owe 20% of that to the government.
Right.
Because that's an unreal. And so, but I don't have that money. Like, well, then you need to sell your house. Mm-hmm. Or there are no computer, there are no chips around. We can't make new cars. Your car doubled in value overnight. Yeah. You owe us money because your car is worth more. It's like, I didn't it wasn't an investment necessarily.
Right.
People don't realize that though. Even if it wasn't an investment, if it goes up in value, it still went up in value.
Right.
And taxes always work their way down to where taxes always get collected. And it's the people that break their backs to go to work. Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah. And that's why I'm saying all these grand schemes he's got, like the corporate, everybody's freaking out that corporations don't pay taxes. If this goes into effect,
pay all the tax,
they're not going to pay those taxes. They'll stroke a check to the federal government, but it ain't going to come out of their bottom line.
No, what they'll do,
they're
going to
raise their prices on everything they sell. They're going to share the cost to the consumers. Their customers are who's going to end up paying.
Prices going up means they're bringing in more money, though.
Yeah, because they have to, because they got to pay the minimum corporation tax.
Minimum corporation tax, yeah. I thought you talk about that. Unrealized capital gains.
No, because Biden in his new budget, he proposed that, you know, 15% that every corporation has to pay no matter what.
You know, when you think about corporation, everybody think of big business and stuff like that.
Yeah, but, and not put an LLC behind your name so you don't go bankrupt if your business doesn't do well.
Like, look at me. I can make it by about $50,000. Okay. Mm-hmm. If I start a business, if I make $100,000 and I make my LLC S corporation, I only have to claim $40,000. The rest can go into the business and stuff like that. Yeah. I'm a small person. That's a corporation. So, yeah, anybody who got a little business is going to get affected by this.
Well, yeah. And realistically, if you are actually trying to, like, strike out and do it on your own versus, you know, cutting hair in your living room kind of, or mm-hmm. like this, like, we're not trying to make a career on this show. But if we were, we would incorporate this. So if we got sued, the show would get sued and not us.
Yeah,
and that's the whole point of a corporation is to protect the individuals and let the company get destroyed if it comes down to it.
Yeah,
nice. And every mom and pop shop who incorporated to protect themselves now has to pay, even if they're not even if they're losing money, they owe money.
Mm-hmm. No, but people think corporations are big business. Like if that, like I was saying, as corporation, I can make it with $50,000.
Anybody can become go to court and file and get an LLC.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then, but the S corporation for taxes wise, and you can only claim $50,000 for your business and $50,000 for your income. Your business is not going to take that much hit, but your income is going to take a lot of hit. If I was doing the vice versa, $100,000 income tax, oh yeah, I would get a big hit in on my income tax.
Well, what's he going to do with all this money that he's bringing in?
Right, he's going to lower the deficit. He's also going to spend $2 billion on the EPA to, you know, keep going with the climate change bandwagon.
Yeah. What are they looking to do? And more oil?
No more oil. We're done with oil.
Obviously, because we blew up
a
refinery in Alabama, something Montana.
It's going to be $3.3 billion for renewable energy.
3.3? I thought they just said $2 billion in the headline.
Well, that's part of it. And then another $18 billion is going to federal climate resiliency programs, which includes federal firefighting funds and funds to improve the resiliency of federal housing. And then another $11 billion is going to go towards an international climate finance. Whatever the hell that means. Luckily, this is a 50-50 Senate. This thing ain't going to see the light of day.
Instead of dumping all this money into something that's just actually going to make things worse, because you know they're going to burn a shit ton of oil doing their stupid studies, and they're going to come back with nothing different. Or what, all this shit. Instead of putting all the money into this, why don't we put some money into like something to literally clean the carbon out of the air? Like if we put $5 billion into, let's actually clean the damn air. What could we do versus we're going to spend $5 billion to stop you from being productive?
So the money you say that was going overseas? To me, sounds like money laundering. Nobody going to keep track of that money overseas.
Nobody keeps track of money in the U.S.
His son, Hunter, has a job in Zimbabwe, and he's going to be cleaning up the coral reef off the coast. Mm. I don't know. Is there a coral reef off the coast of Zimbabwe?
I don't think so.
Probably. I don't know. That's on the water, right? I think it's an island. It's been a long time since I've looked it up. But yeah, anyway, he's going to be in charge of some kind of council in like Zimbabwe.
I think he gets paid in $1 million Zimbabwe dollars.
He's going to be the representative for the ocean treatment in the Republic of Congo. That's in the middle of Africa.
There you go. And he's going to get paid $50 million a year that's been donated by the United States government. And you better fire that guy that's investigating my son, or I'm not going to give you all this money to give to my son. Oh, my God. He bragged about it.
Yeah.
And people still say it didn't happen.
But meanwhile, Trump made a phone call to Ukraine and he got impeached for it.
He made the phone call to Ukraine to ask about Biden's bragging about it.
Yeah.
He actually even said, he's like, I saw this video about, you know, Biden bragging about getting this guy fired. He's like, saying he's going to withhold funds that you had no authority to do.
Right.
Let's look into that. And all of a sudden he got impeached.
I don't even think the president has the authority to withhold funds like that.
No, that's an act of Congress that controls the purse strings, right? Mm-hmm. Purse strings? Problem is the Congress and the executive branch have delegated a lot of the legislation to a lot of different authority to different places.
Yeah.
All these stupid alphabet agencies. That's supposed to be Congress and the executive branch doing their jobs. Instead, we got an EPA, an ATF, you know what I mean? And everything. So anyway, an oil refinery blew up in Montana. Is this just another effort to try to get us off of oil in the country? Drive the price of gasoline up?
Very well likely. Is that why gas went back up in price?
I didn't even notice. I try not to look until I'm about to put some more in my tank, and then I wait for it to come back down. I wait and see what it is, and then I should be filling every day, huh? I was for a while, but it has been fluctuating a little bit. Anyway, MSNBC, they're shocked that all of Biden's big wins lately, like Afghanistan and COVID, and insert victory here. Why his approvals aren't better than zero.
Because they're not really wins. And the average American realizes that, you know.
What do they call, what she call his big wins? Or did she not even list one?
Yeah, she listed some.
Did she? I can't remember.
Let me see here.
I keep getting commercial. It slides everything down. It says no one likes him. And on either side of the aisle. I just ran down some significant hard evidence. Oh, here we go. These are his numbers, I guess. The United States is already sending billions in military and economic support to Ukraine, and there's every indication sanctions are strangling the Russian economy. Right now, NATO is as unified as ever, as it's ever been. And while inflation here at home is still a big problem, jobless rates are the lowest they have been in more than 50 years. That's bullshit. And as the American people recover from COVID-19, so does our economy. NATO's a fucking mess. I don't trust them anyway. They're just now starting to pay their fair share into this crap.
Yeah.
Only Germany, right?
Yeah, and, I think all of them are paying in more now, you know. But
well, doing what Trump said?
Yeah. Now that Russia's, you know, invading countries, they're starting to get a little more concerned.
Yeah, and this, she's saying these sanctions, whatever, but Biden even came out and said that these sanctions are affecting us too, and it's going to cause a food shortage.
Yeah, because most of the wheat of the world comes from Ukraine, which they're not harvesting right now, or they're not planting right now because they're in the middle of being bombed and fighting for their countries.
Inflation sucks enough as it is. Gas is up because of this whole thing. There's going to be food shortages coming at harvest season. That's why people don't support Biden.
Right.
Nothing good has happened to our lives since he's taken office.
Except he killed COVID.
Did he? They're telling me there's a new Megatron variant coming out that's going to pile drive Optimus Prime and butt rape Soundscream. Criminy. But they said at the same time it's exactly the same as the last one. Omicron.
Yep.
So while everyone's being stupid and competing with each other to see how far they can stick their heads up each other's asses, Elon Musk is considering making a social media platform.
Okay.
Strange man, but when he decides he's going to do something, he does it. And he does it well. You know? He asked a poll on Twitter about how many people thought they would dedicate to free speech. And nobody. Well, I say nobody. Overwhelmingly said they're not dedicated to free speech. And now he's... Because somebody tweeted him. He's like, hey, when are you going to make a real one? So now he's thinking about it. And he said that they're... Because his poll was that, you know, vote carefully because it will have effects. And last time he said that, asked that question. Oh, that, you know, asked a question and said that. He ended up selling like $50 million in Tesla shares.
Yeah. He said
like, okay, they said do it.
The social media platform is going to be transparent with its algorithms and prioritize free speech and keep propaganda to a minimum. Anytime you're bringing in the algorithms, it's a recipe for disaster.
Create a self-feeding loop.
Yeah, that's one thing there's not a lot of activity going on True Social yet, but I'm on there and I check it every once in a while. There are no algorithms on there. You know, you get to see the people you follow and, you know, the people that follow you, and that's it. You know, you don't.
So how do I just find new random stuff? I can't. It won't say, search. Hey, you watch.
Yeah, but you can search, but it's not going to suggest stuff for you.
Okay, because that's what I'm saying is I do like the suggest function, but it would be cool to be able to turn it off and make sure you hear the other side, but no one ever would.
You know, and that's how, well, and also there's no advertising on True Social. You know, the main reason to have algorithms is so you can sell more, targeted ads and make it so your advertisers are going to spend more money on your platform.
Yes, it's exactly what it is. And they know exactly what it is you like and what you do and what you're going to look at and what you're going to buy because of what you've been consuming.
Right.
Yeah, it's a little terrifying if you think about all the information we put through the internet about ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Facebook knows when you poop. That's ridiculous, isn't it?
Yeah.
All right. Let's do a hard break onto Ukraine here.
Okay.
I don't care.
All right.
About any of your shit.
So you were talking about moving it to Saturday.
Yeah, I was going to move stuff above this too if I was going to do that.
I just don't care about... Yeah, what about bargain gas prices in Mexico?
Yeah. Well, that was supposed to transition from the Ukrainians that are breaking into the United States through the U.S.-Mexican border.
All right. Do you want to cover these topics or do you want to call that the show?
No, we may as well. I just don't give a shit about this conflict anymore because there's just a bunch of bullshit. They're feeding us garbage on either side of this. No one knows what's going on. And people get all butthurt and start screaming one day and then find out 3 days later that it was absolutely wrong. And you and just like the bio labs, they're still calling people crazy about these bio labs. It's what was her name there? The woman that Rubio questioned. That was talking, was like, yes, these bio labs, we can't let them get their hands on these bio labs. And you play this for people like, you're a conspiracy theorist. Like, no, this is the woman in charge of this stuff saying they exist. I'm not crazy.
Yeah.
I don't believe any of this garbage that comes from anywhere. It's clear whoever's giving me any of this messaging wants me to be predisposed to do whatever the fuck they want as long as it's anti-Russia. I mean, they stole people's yachts because they were Russian.
With no court proceedings or anything to do it. They just took them.
Yeah, we're kicking Russians out of international competitions because they're Russian.
Well, sounds like what's the Democrat do? All about just, rape.
It doesn't sound like a party. It doesn't sound like a whole bunch of people that are very tolerant to me. It's like, just because someone lives in Russia doesn't mean that they're invading Ukraine.
They're not even part of the army. They don't got no saying on it. You know, so what is next? Like when the United States invades some other country, we're gonna go to America oligarchy, Bill Gates, fucking Elon Musk. I don't know, he's more like
Trump.
Trump, you know, probably it would like that.
Soros.
Well, he got dual citizenship somewhere else.
Yeah, probably Germany because he sold his family out to the Nazis.
Yeah, but I say, you know, like they got nothing
to go ahead and look that one up.
Yeah, they got nothing to do with this shit, you know. And so, this I thought it was funny, not funny, but like ironic that Ukrainians are coming from the southern border. And who they're gonna see, like, who was the president of the United States when my country got invaded, you know?
Yeah.
Right.
You know, that fucking border is coming up real quick.
Well, it's just funny because we've been saying this for years under Trump, when they were saying, open the border up. He's like, yeah, well, but when a whole bunch of Russians sneak across that border and start voting, you're going to close it up in a hurry.
Yeah. Well, Beto, I give it next election. They're going to be like Ukrainian border for Trump and stuff, like, you know, whatever. But they're gonna flip it. They always do. They have to have an enemy. They always have to have an enemy.
Yeah. Oh, State of the Union. He said we had to tighten the border up.
Who's this?
Biden.
Biden. Yeah.
Doesn't that make him a racist? He's especially racist because we're landing all these Ukrainians across the border as he's clamping down the border for everyone else.
Right. Biden's not racist. You know how can I tell? He's a Democrat. They're never racist. They never fucking rich, according to the media.
By the way, okay, you heard all the gaffes he's been doing lately. Did you hear I think it was CNN, said it was because he was Irish.
No, I didn't hear that.
And if we're allowed to be racist against the Irish, then oh my goodness, they were actually the first people we were allowed to be racist against, which is even better. Yeah. Until people realize you can call them white. So that explains why he can't speak too. Mm-hmm. Like, period. He's just drunk.
That's what I'm about to say. That was he drunk or something?
That's right. No, that's right. They said that he said something about our troops going into Ukraine because, you know, his Irish in him puts himself in the, you know, the conflict of someone else, and he feels their pain. I was like, what? He's like, no, it more likely if he's Irish, what's causing him to say stupid shit is the whiskey.
Yeah.
Don't let him drink whiskey after midnight.
Unless they get a 7-course meal, Irish course meal.
Uh-huh.
Irish course meal. 7 Irish course meal. A 6-pack and a potato.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh my god, the potato famine. Trump. Biden was probably survived the potato famine, right?
He's he was rolling up.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Here's the question. Did Biden give the NRA money to buy weapons?
When you said that, I'm confused.
I'm sorry, not the NRA, the IRA.
Oh.
The Irish Republican Army?
Yeah, I don't know. Probably.
Well, Joe Biden is one of Obama's advisors, one of his big deal advisors, even said was Biden has been wrong on every foreign policy he's ever had. He said it recently too. So it wouldn't surprise me if he had supported the IRA and given the Irish Republican Army a ton of money trying, you know, the whole giant civil war that happened in Ireland for like, you know, 300 years.
Uh-huh.
Oh. All right.
Let me ask you. I just forgot. Gosh. Talk about potato farmer. Oh, yeah. The Biden voter. You saw that video I sent you? Why did she voted for Biden?
Biden's border?
No, a border, a voter, a female voter for Joe Biden because he quoted the Constitution. And she voted for Joe Biden because I heard in Hamilton. Like, okay, like, yeah, that, like, he didn't know that was part of the Declaration, Independence Day, that she was quoting. But she heard it from the Hamilton play. And because Joe Biden said it, the Declaration Independence Day, that's why she voted for Joe Biden.
Did she know it was a quote?
Did she know the origin of the quote? Nah. I sent the video of the lady.
That's too bad.
Yeah.
Speaking of people, though, in Mexico there, with the Ukrainians coming across the border from Mexico, apparently Californians going across the border to get their gasoline now.
And Mexico like it.
Mexico light?
Like it. They like it.
But yeah, well, that's where south of the border would be.
No, they like it because they bring a lot of money and stuff to spend over there too.
Oh, Mexico likes it. Of course they do. Yeah. You're dumping American dollars in their economy. They don't have to do anything for it besides sell you gasoline. Like,
hell yeah.
Do not put Mexican gasoline in your car. Like, I don't know. Maybe it's the same standards as ours. I don't know. Definitely not California standards. The gasoline in California. Oh, I'm sorry. The gasoline, even in Massachusetts, is illegal in California. Can you imagine? And then you have your car built to California emission standards and all that garbage. Then you pour Mexican gasoline in it.
Which I don't even know if they pour ethanol on the gas. I don't think so.
Which is stupid because there should be more ethanol in gasoline.
I think it should be
less. We should be running cars on alcohol, not gasoline. That seems asinine to me that we're using petroleum when we could be using alcohol. We can make alcohol at will.
Yeah, but I don't think the built car is not designed for that. That's why you get a lot of O2 sensors all clogged up and stuff because you have to burn ethanol.
And build, yeah, no, you build an engine that's built for alcohol instead of one that's built for gasoline. I mean, they make an E85 engine or whatever it is, that the weird engine that got you take the special ethanol gas.
Yeah, yeah. I've been thinking about looking for that. I was finding out where the gas station, because I saw a video that you could put a conversion kit on your vehicle in order to run on E85.
Yeah, and alcohol has more energy. And I mean, well, granted, you can make it in your backyard. I mean, what do you think moonshine is?
Yeah, but how much crop does it take to make alcohol?
You can use your grass clippings. Anything organic, when you chew your cuticle off and spit it out, you can make alcohol out of that. That's what I'm saying. It's so easy to make. It's granted, I'm going to say, if you're going to make your own fuel, if you screw it up and destroy your vehicle, that's your fault.
We don't give advice. We just talk about bullshitting around.
Well, no. In general, like if we started doing alcohol powered vehicles and you're making your own fuel, if you fuck it up and screw up your vehicle, that's your own fault for making bad fuel. you can buy alcohol. You can buy grain alcohol, and there's different kinds of alcohol. It's not just the stuff you drink. But I mean, your car will run on
diesel. Also, you can burn chicken fat.
Yeah, but how are you gonna burn that in an engine and not just gunk it up?
People were stealing, like when 2008 happened, a lot of people were stealing chicken grease from the
fry oil.
Yeah,
that's the oil itself, not the chicken grease, yeah, drinking fat, but
yeah, that's what I meant by it.
Yeah, and still, you know, you had to clean the crap out of it after that because it had like food in it before. If you just had grain alcohol that you like triple fermented to like 99% pure alcohol, mm-hmm. your engine would run on it no problem. The only the biggest issue you would have is your car engine would blow up. Yeah. It's too much power. You know the funny cars that do the drag race? They go like 200 miles an hour in like a quarter second.
Yeah.
Those run on alcohol. When they run them at night, so you see the fire shooting out the back. Yeah, they're all alcohol powered. Insane power. And imagine that. Exactly. All that power. Now we can just spray less fuel in at a time. And it burns cleaner than gasoline. And we don't have to drill. We don't have to do all that stuff because you can set it up and you'll be able to buy a still and put in your backyard to make fuel. Why aren't we doing that? Because too many people are making too much money off the petrol dollar. If you didn't have to buy oil anymore, gasoline anymore, how many people would lose billions of dollars?
A lot.
Almost all of them. If we could manage to be energy independent, even that, you'd be able to use your grass clippings and fallen branches and fallen trees. Granted, you can't do that in the city so easily, but in the burbs, and make fuel to heat your house and cook your food. Just, it seems ridiculous to me that we're not doing this. I don't know. Maybe I see a utopia that's impossible, but I think the reason why that this hasn't happened yet is because they wouldn't be able to control us by withholding resources. If we could make our own energy. I mean, I can build an alcohol powered engine, but it would take me a shit ton of money. I would need a professional engineer who's going to draw this stuff up for me and then go to a machine shop that can carve it out for me. You know what I mean? And then install it into a vehicle to be able to use it. And then I'd have to figure out any kind of torque conversions you'd have to do. It would be way too expensive to do on your own. Unless you built an entire car just for this.
Sell it to Elon Musk.
Well, you know what? Maybe that's what I need to do. Elon Musk said, why aren't we doing this? And he did it.
Yeah.
Like I said earlier, the man, he's so weird.
He could control both markets, the electric and alcohol.
Yeah, well, I mean, it just seems nuts to me. Both you guys know at least one person who's made moonshine, right?
Yeah.
I've brought you moonshine, Brian.
Yeah.
I don't make illegal alcohol.
I'm innocent. I don't do none of that stuff. Thank you.
Yeah. But it's just, I'm just saying, it's a fuel source. We've all seen people pour alcohol on a fire and it light real alcohol, not 80 proof whiskey. And it goes, you know? Sorry, I went off all my rants. I need to save that for a different thing, I guess.
Fine.
That's what I need to do, is start a show of just these crazy ideas I have, like my weird tax systems. I have like two or three tax systems that would work better than the one we have.
Send it to a politician.
Yeah. Good luck. You can't do anything besides add taxes. You can't change it. Did you hear this rumor a couple weeks at least, they said that Putin might have put his family in a bunker. And we've been looking for these two Russian generals for about a week. Then the other two people required to launch nuclear weapons from Russia. Right. And now they think at least one of these guys is in a bunker, and it's the same one that they think Putin might be in. I take all this with a grain of salt.
Right.
But it's, I forgot the name of the shit. The real article actually had good points the way they did it. I only have this loaded up because they all just went back to the original article.
Okay.
It was some British investigative reporter who came to these conclusions. And it's not a shitty rag newspaper. And it was actually an investigative journalist and not Cuomo. But the Sun says, paranoid Putin living in secret bunker. Mark, I don't even know what that is, says revealed Putin's luxury anti-nuclear bunker. The Mirror says humiliated Putin and high command flee to the bunkers. And it goes on and on how Putin's running away because he's lost.
What?
Well, at the same time, they're saying that he's pulling his army out of Kiev or whatever your dog whistle is.
Right.
Why would you take the three people it takes to launch nuclear weapons and put them in a nuclear fallout bunker and then pull your army out of a nation, a city you're invading?
At the same time.
Someone's watching the live feed.
My accent, I'm sorry.
why would you hide all these people that are required to fire nuclear weapons in a bunker and pull your army out of the city you're invading at the same time?
I don't know.
Really? You don't want to nuke your own army?
Oh.
I honestly think if they nuked Kiev, I think the entire world would watch it happen and do nothing about it.
Huh. Yeah, you're right.
What are they going to do? We're going to launch a nuclear weapon over a non-NATO nation? We're going to start World War III over a non-NATO nation?
And there's nothing to defend now, so like...
It's already gone. It's a moot point at this point.
Okay.
Well, and the Russians just recently came out and said that nuclear weapons are saved only for an existential threat against the state of Russia. I wonder if both Lindsey Graham and the President of the United States calling for his assassination might be considered an existential threat against Russia.
Probably.
And he can't strike NATO without being wiped out. But he can nuke Kiev to show, hey, I'll fucking do this. And you won't do shit about it.
Uh-huh.
This is just wild speculation. You know? Yeah.
That's a lot of the reporting these days is nothing but speculation.
Yes. And I'm just going by all these different things, but if this is true and that they're all in this bunker together as his army is leaving Kiev, I don't think it's because he's fleeing in humiliation. I think it's because he doesn't want to nuke his own army. Or at least it's a possibility. You know? Right. If you go to deploy a nuke, even a small one that's only 1 kiloton of TNT. You still don't want to have your own army sitting there when it drops, right?
Yeah.
I don't understand why no one thought of that, saw that side of the coin. And apparently I was unique in this one because neither one of you guys caught my line of thinking until I said that, right?
No.
That was the first thing I thought was like, okay, you're in a nuclear fallout bunker, you're pulling your army out, you're about to nuke them, you know?
Right.
But yeah, I don't know. I don't expect this to happen, but I also said I predicted they weren't going to invade Ukraine too.
Yeah.
So you know, now I'm gonna play the media game and do the worst possible scenario or avoid it altogether because it's all garbage. And I don't know, like I think we all agree, he could nuke Ukraine and the entire world would watch and do nothing.
Yeah.
And people be all butthurt. Why didn't we do anything? Do you want a nuke dropped on New York City? You know what I mean? In Norfolk? You always think D.C., but there's no way they'll be able to get one of their weapons to D.C. from over there. Once they nuclear sub off the coast. There's too much defense with lasers and aliens and spider webs and lizard people. Get us on track so we can finish this shit.
All right. Well, apparently 21 states, including Virginia, has just filed suit against the CDC over the mass transit mask mandate.
And, all right.
And most of the airline CEOs have contacted the CDC about lifting the mask mandates, too. They're saying, once again, that the filtration systems they have on planes is much better than the cloth mask that they're making everybody wear. And it's a stupid policy because when you eat and drink on the plane, you're allowed to take your mask off.
Yeah. And it's the same thing as wearing the mask under the nose. And you know, it doesn't mean shit, but it makes people feel better. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, oh, I look like I'm making effort there. The chin diaper too.
Right.
Problem is, it took these CEOs until even after the polls came out and even the government started saying, let's back off. It took the CEOs until after. You know all these guys, CEOs had to do? Stop making your frontline workers, your attendants, and whatever, be the enforcement arm of the federal government.
Yeah.
Just tell them it's not your job to enforce this. That's all you have to do, right?
Right.
But no. They had to do an open letter, so they looked like they were trying to be the good guys. Fuck them all. They could suck a fart out of my hairy white asshole, hold like a bong hit. That's the thing, man. Here's the shiny thing.
Uh-huh.
We're really just trying to save face after...
And they're trying to say everybody's freaking out about, you know, how flight attendants are being attacked more on planes right now. It's because flying is already stressful as it is. The seats are tiny. You're on top of each other. And now you've got some flight attendant wandering around. It's like, you're not eating or drinking right now. Put your mask on. You know, you got the mask Gestapo. Basically on the plane doing their thing.
Well, yeah, exactly. And that's what I'm saying is if the CEOs would just say, hey, stop enforcing this shit, it's not your job. If the government wants to do this, they can put someone on every flight to keep track of this.
Yeah.
Right? Or say you're not allowed to fly and then watch every airline in the country go down. That's all they have to do. But I don't think people realize how much power they actually have if they just don't do stuff all at once. Like an actual quote strike. Right. Like if all the airlines and not just the individual workers, but like the actual airlines that nope, we're all shutting down. Mm-hmm. It would be an hour before the law changed. You know what I mean? Or of all the, if literally every trucker in the country said, we're not delivering food within 100 miles of Washington, D.C.
Yeah.
It would be an hour before whatever they were pissed off about changed. That's not how shit works, though, man.
No.
Yeah. Speaking of shit, that's a shit. We should cut this.
There's some music.
I didn't turn the music on. That sucks because I had it playing here.
Oh, I don't think that.
There it is.